Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. All right, so we just talked to Daryl Ryder. You can listen to the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast. You can read all of his stuff online at 923thefan.com. And Daryl has been all over the dome stuff. He has since probably
my dome guy.
For the better part of 4 or 5 years, he's been on top of all this stuff.
It's my dome guy.
You listen to what he said. Now, I'm just kind of breaking down to the bottom bone part of this, okay? To me, it sounds like this is, like, get ready. They're moving to Brook Park. It's not going to – it doesn't matter how much this gets tied up in the courts. It doesn't matter what a lawyer has to say. It doesn't really matter what the city has to say at this point. And, you know, in 2029, they're looking for a place to play. I mean, he talked about that, you know, the Hail Mary pass to try to build a dome at Burke. I don't know. There's another part of me that says, okay, let's leave this in the – does it matter if it's downtown? Does it matter if it's within the Cleveland city limits? You know, I think that's another part of it, too. What if, you know, you ended up developing a new neighborhood somewhere in Cleveland based on the dome with access to a freeway?
I still wonder about the...
like, maybe out by 480, you know?
Well, I wonder about the spot catty corner to the ballpark.
You know, I don't know what's going on with that soccer stadium.
There's a soccer stadium supposed to go in there.
Is it still? I mean, since they didn't get the franchise, I don't know what's going on with that.
Good question.
And is that enough room? Or is there room over by the mill? Is there a place over there where there's enough room to put a dome in? I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I mean, would I like to see the stadium stay in the confines of the city of Cleveland? Yes, I would. Would it be great if there was a spot to put it right downtown Cleveland? Sure, that'd be great. I mean, could it go in where the Wall Street Center was?
You would think there would be.
Is? Sorry. I just got rid of something that's already
nice
there.
Nice job, Andy.
Sorry about that.
Folks at Cleveland State started twitching.
I mean, can we have a realistic conversation about what's going on here and not have everybody worry about, you know, I got to get my name in the paper today. I got to make sure I get reelected. I've got to do that. It's like sometimes I think people are just standing on soapboxes just because they think that's what they're supposed to do. I don't know. Would it be great if the Browns were staying downtown? Yes, it would be. I can't question that. I sit here and we've argued, Jeff and I have argued for almost 13 years now. Can we please have a building? And we didn't really care where it was, that is available more than 15 to 20 times a year. That maybe taxpayer dollars that are going into a venue could end up reaping more benefits of taxes and, you know, off beers and hotels and all of those things because they use the building more than 15 to 20 times a year. But to me, that's the bottom line on the whole thing. I don't really care where it is. But if you listen to everything that Daryl's saying as we just walk down this road, it seems like the city's holding out for a check. They want to make sure that there's someone to pay.
Are they holding out for a check, or do they really want the team to stay in a new stadium?
Does the city of Cleveland really want to be the landlord for this group that holds an event 15 times a year? If they're lucky, 15 times a year, eight, probably 10 to 12 times a year. Throw a soccer game or a concert in there. That's the end of it. I I've said this before, I look at this as a wonderful opportunity for the city to redevelop a piece of land that would be amazing if they can do something right with it. Unfortunately, it just feels like there's red tape going on here, and it's all political bantering going back and forth. And, you know, does the city of Cleveland want help demolishing the stadium? Yeah, they should. They should want help. I get it. I can think of a lot better things to do for the city of Cleveland than having to pay to tear down the stadium. To me, that seems like a lot, you know, it's a lot of money.
More,
I get it.
More snow plows and more snow plowers.
Yeah, well, I also don't think, I also think as an independent business, the Browns, if they fulfill the needs of the contract, like why did they have a contract in the first place? Now they have the opportunity to walk out at the end of this contract. It's what a contract's for, right?
The one thing that Daryl brought up that, and I thought it was really interesting, you know, the Burke, the idea of putting everything at Burke, I thought that was just some pie in the sky notion. And then when, as we continued through this, I mentioned that, and they said, well, yeah, the plan is that they want to put it at Burke. And I said, really? Have we? Well, I know we've seen, you know, like artist rendition and computer-generated graphic stuff. Hmm? Have we seen any real plan on how that would get paid for and everything else? To me, that's just, I could be wrong on this. That's just an idea somebody floated to try and appease, you know, somebody that, oh, well, look what we can do. Really? Well, how are you going to do that? Daryl said the cost to do that would be billions more than what the cost would be to put it in Brook Park.
Yeah, I mean,
so who's going to pay for that? The city of Cleveland?
Well,
I mean, and truly, the city doesn't need to spend $500 million on the old place, and the Haslams don't want to stay there. They've decided to move on. That's the thing that I think is interesting. You know, I read something yesterday. Denver has what, Invesco Field at Mile High.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for a new stadium.
Yeah,
they're looking for land, and they're going to put it in a new stadium. And I was in that stadium last year. It's just fine. It was nice.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not really downtown though, right? It's kind of like I want to say on the northern end. I don't know.
Seemed downtown enough to me. I don't know.
I just remember the last time I was there maybe I'm thinking of the ballpark. I must be thinking.
Coors Field is downtown.
Yeah, Coors Field is downtown. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggest baseball field I've ever seen.
It's really weird how the ball comes off the bat and then snakes in the outfield.
I just think it's... Until the city of Cleveland comes up with a real viable plan,
it's too late
to appease the Haslams and the Browns. And obviously, they own the Browns, but where like, hey, how about this? This could really work. Well, then, you know, let the owners of the Browns do what they want to do. And I wonder. And I asked Daryl, and he said they seem pretty hell bent on the 50-50 split, which is kind of the way things go now. But I just wonder if they just get fed up and try to find, you know, partners to come in either on the development of everything else.
The Browns or the city of Cleveland.
The Browns.
Yeah.
And just do it themselves. And if they did it themselves, could the city still try to have the Modell Law invoked? Maybe. I'm sorry. The Modell Law, you know, we were here when the team left, right? We all know.
Right.
That law wasn't put in place to keep a team from moving 12 miles down the road next to your airport.
They're going to revamp our current stadium. I don't know how where are the Browns going to play if they had to revamp that stadium? They're not playing in Cleveland, so how many seasons do you have to go with them not playing? That Modell Law is they got to play the majority of their games in Cleveland. What happens then? So the city decides.
You know where they actually could play
within our city limits?
No,
where
they could play in Akron at InfoCision Stadium. They could play in Canton at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium.
And you'd have to put up temporary seating? The way the Chicago
You might not.
You know, when they rebuilt Chicago, they moved to University of Illinois.
Right. You remember when the Chargers, though, were playing at the soccer stadium?
Yeah, but then again, to move them to Akron, Jeff, you've got to move them out of the city of Cleveland to do that so that they can temporary play. You still have to move them out of the city to do that. You're going to build a temporary stadium? You got me on all this stuff. Askin, Baskin, Phelps, Helps. Oh, it is straight ahead right here. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.